You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Red Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
I had to take him to the free world, what we call the free world hospital. The infirmary couldn't do nothing for
him. And you didn't get in any trouble?
Yes.
Had to go into solitary?
They put me in the hole.
How long?
I went to disciplinary court. I had to go in front of my classification officer, the lieutenant, the warden, assistant warden, and his classification officer, and he wasn't.
Yeah, but you want to receive, you, if I was even the warden, I'm going to give you a little more mercy. You're a little guy.
This is what
you're not a tall guy or short guy. Fighting for your dignity.
What I'm looking at is that they wanted to give me attempted murder charge.
Yeah.
Because I damaged the guy real bad.
Yeah.
You know, they wanted to give me an attempted murder charge. They wanted to give it what we call a free world charge, send me outside to court, but a judge has sentenced me more time. But, they wound up giving me, putting me in the hole, and I stayed in the hole for 6 months straight. Straight 6 months. With no mail, no nothing. Just
three meals a day, no snacks.
Yeah, doing a lot of push-ups, a lot of squats and stuff.
Even with
like
all your money, you couldn't get anybody to sneak you something in there?
Well, the guard periodically, every now and then, the guards would. Because I'm back in the back in the hole. You just can't walk up there. You can't walk in there.
So the guards would bring you
the
up?
The guards, every now and then, the guards get to be to know you. You're in there for a long period of time. The guards get to be all right with you. They would come in and they'll bring you like a free world sandwich, a cheeseburger, or something like that from the free world.
Oh,
and,
really?
Yeah, they would do that. But it's probably, might be part of, they say it's their lunch. I can't eat all this and hand it to you. Still in the bag, wrapped all up and everything.
Yeah.
Just like it come out of McDonald's or Burger King somewhere. They'll hand it to you, you know, and yeah, I did that for like.
Now, of course, you were loyal. You'd never forget if somebody was nice to you, right?
Right.
That's the way
and
I
like,
am.
And, like, that's how my mother, when my mother passed, you know, I didn't know anything about it.
Yeah.
My mother passed like 4 months, or 2 months of me being in the hole, she passed. I didn't know anything about it for like another little over 4 months because I'm not allowed to get no mail in the hole.
Mm.
Even though my sister, my older sister, Janice, she called a prison and talked to the warden, and he transferred the call to the chaplain, and the chaplain told her that he was going to deliver the message to me. I never received the message from the chaplain. Never.
And this was the message of what?
That my mother had passed.
Oh.
And she wanted to know about.
Why wouldn't he not pass it to you?
Wanted to know about, would I be able to come to the funeral? Which the funeral was in New York.
Would they let you out for that?
It would be very difficult, and then I would have to pay my way to go to the funeral, and I would have to go there shackled
and
handcuffed.
So the chaplain never told you?
Never told me.
What happened?
I come to find the reason why I found out, I heard, the reason why the chaplain didn't want to relay the message to me, because I was Muslim.
Now, there's an inferior chaplain, because he could have showed the love of Christ to you. And thank God Jesus prevailed. You came to know Jesus anyway.
Yeah.
See, this is what's wrong with people.
Well, you know, I'm not going to just sit here and talk about the chaplain, but the chaplain was like, when the Muslim brothers come in the sanctuary for the prayer on Fridays, we would always have difficulty for them to unlock the doors for us to come in to have our
prayers. The Christians?
No. The chaplain and them would always have the chapel locked up if nobody's doing service in it. And no, on Fridays, we have our Juma on Fridays at 12 o'clock.
Yeah, well, they were not being nice to the Muslims.
Right. They would not leave the doors.
Which is not, that's not what Jesus would do at all.
They would not have the doors.
They don't know Jesus.
We would have to wait for them.
They have an outside image of religiosity.
And sometimes we would have to go outside on the lawn. In an area, and
so some of these chaplains were just doing it for the income.
I don't know what their reason or purpose was.
You see, you're healthy. See,
right.
You didn't. I put that out there, but you didn't bite it. Right. You wouldn't take so. I don't know what motivates a man. I don't know what, you know, it's just like people saying, this person does this and this. Who are you to say? We never know the motivations of people.
Right.
We don't know how
right.
they were hurt as children. We don't know. We have no right to judge another man's property, and we are all the property of God.
Right.
We need to keep our side of the street clean.
And that's where our—
You have been through it, man. So continue on here. This is your stories are amazing.
Yeah, but when I did the 6 months in prison. I mean, the whole.
Let me just know. How much longer do we have? When did we start? Okay, he's going to look that up. You know, we do an hour and then he edits it for the Christian station.
Okay,
it doesn't matter. So I apologize, folks, that we're just finding it. But we'll keep talking. He'll let me know visually.
Okay. But when I got out of the hole, I got all my mail. I had a stack of mail. And in the process of me going through the mail, I found a letter from my sister asking me why didn't I come to the funeral? Why didn't I call? You know?
And, weren't you angry after that?
Yeah, I was very much upset.
Very much upset?
Very much upset.
You keep me from my mom.
Even though I probably wouldn't have been able to go, because it was upstate New York, they buried it in Ellenville, New York.
Oh, that's where the prison was?
No. That's where my mother moved.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I forgot about it. She had a place up there.
Yeah.
Where were you in prison?
Here, Belgrade, Avon Park,
in Florida
City, Henry, in the East Unit. Five different prisons. Yeah.
So, how come you didn't take vengeance on that chaplain?
No.
Why?
No, I couldn't take vengeance on the chaplain.
No?
That's not who I am. That's not who I was.
See, that's why you found favor with God.
No,
see, God reads the heart just like he did with King David.
No, I couldn't do that.
I see that in you. Yeah. Now, so later on, I mean, I would have thought that would have kept you from Jesus, but nonetheless, you still came to know Jesus,
right.
And you renounced...
Denounced Islam.
Islam.
Yeah. And.
So what happened? I want to get to that. Let's get to that. We only have a little time left.
Okay,
so you're Muslim. Somebody starts telling you about Jesus, this other guy, and you start to believe it.
I started checking in what he was saying.
Okay, but where was the point where you said, "Here I am, Lord, I'm giving myself to you"?
When I sat at the end of the table, me and that guy got together.
Yeah, and you prayed one time?
After I spoke with the imam and denounced Islam.
Yeah.
I seen that brother. I told him, well, I know where he be at every day.
Yeah.
Sitting on that bench.
Yeah.
And I went and talked to him.
Yeah.
And I told him, I said, man, I think I need to follow your religion.
Yeah.
Follow Christ.
Yeah.
And
what'd he say?
He told me, he said, well, if you really want to follow Christ, then you have to do this. I said, what is that? He said, it's called the sinner's prayer.
Yes.
And I did the sinner's prayer with him.
Yeah.
And from that day on, man, I started trusting and believing.
Did you sense anything when you said that prayer?
Not at first. You know why? Because I told you I was Muslim, and I would say my prayer so much in Arabic that when I started relearning how to say the prayers in
English.
Prayers from the Bible.
Yeah.
When I started learning how to say those prayers, I would find myself speaking to God, saying prayers, but in the middle of the prayers, I would just start speaking Arabic.
Yeah.
Well, I would just start saying the prayers.
That's okay. God's not offended by that.
Right. I would just start saying prayers in Arabic, and when I catch myself, I'm like, wait, where'd that come from?
Okay.
You know? And I spoke about that to a chaplain.
Yeah.
To a pastor, rather.
Yeah.
On the free world, and I talked to him about that. He said, just be steadfast. Just continue doing it.
Now, my friend Bruce said, when he was in jail, he said, for murder or whatever it was, he said, he's now out and believes in Jesus, you know, later in life, and he said, when the guys would go into the prison, sometimes I'll go into the prisons to preach or whatever, mm-hmm. and right down here in Fort Pierce and St. Lucie, as I did in upstate New York for years, he said that, it was the greatest day of the week when the Christians would come to read from the Bible and visit with them. Mm-hmm. Did you feel the same way?
Yeah.
Why? Why is that so important to the prisoners?
It was a newfound religion for me. It was something that I wanted to grab.
Sure. No. Okay. So now you start to read the Bible. You say you're praying in Arabic, but you start to pray in English, and it gets stronger. What happened later on? Did you have any kind of a physiological peace or a demonstration that he was with you, or is it just...
Not so much of that, but I know within my heart that he was with me the whole time, even when I was a Muslim.
Yeah, you know that.
I know that for a fact.
Yeah,
how I know that, because of all the
yeah.
situations and circumstances and things that I've been through in 26 years and 4 months in prison. No hurt, harm, or danger came to me physically.
You're an amazing individual.
And why? I believe why? Yeah. It's because he placed that halo of protection all around me. He allowed no hurt, harm, or danger to come to me.
That's funny.
And he knew that I was a child of his.
Yeah, yeah.
And that in his time, my life would change. And I truly trust and believe without a shadow of a doubt that my life has changed for the better. I truly trust and believe that my past does not define who I am today.
Yeah.
My past is truly only what it is, my past. But I'm grateful to God that he's given me everything he put in front of me for a reason.
Michael.
Yes, sir.
Good to know you.
Thank you very much, sir.
Yeah, and you're walking close with the Lord today.
Thank you.
You've been through so much, so much. Is it okay we take a little extra time here, Noah, for him to lead people in a prayer? Okay, I want you to do this very quickly. Somebody out there may have accidentally turned on the station, WCNO 89.9 FM. They need to know, or you're listening on Facebook, wherever you're listening, or streamed at the podcast, Rhett Palmer Podcast. Right now, lead them in a quick prayer, 30-second prayer, to receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Okay, Michael?
Yes, sir. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you humbly as we know how. We ask you, Lord God, to lead and guide us, to place a halo of protection all around us, Lord God, to allow us to do your will, not my will, not our will, but your will. Lord God, continue to do for us what we cannot do for ourselves. Give us an opportunity, Lord God, to follow you. That if it's not your way, Lord God, it's not the right way at all. I pray, Lord God, that you just continue to bless us in every area of our lives. But for those that's out there that's sick and suffering, those that's out there that's on alcohol or drugs, those that's out there that's going through difficulty, crisis in their lives like mental health or whatever, I pray, Lord God, that you continue to bless them, teach them, show them, give them that opportunity that you've given me over the years to follow your religion, to follow you, to do for us, Lord God, what we cannot do for ourselves. We help you. We ask you that you give us the understanding and the clarity to follow you.
Yes.
I love you, Lord. I love you all out there in the radio land. I pray that each and every one of you have a blessed day today.
Yes.
And I pray no harm, harm, or danger come to you. In Jesus' name I pray.
Michael Amen. Ferguson, rough and tumble Christian. Michael Ferguson, rough and tumble Christian. You want to get in touch with him? Get in touch with him through us. Thank you very much. The Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face to shine upon you.
Thank you.
This is Rhett Palmer. It's a new day if you want it to be.
Thank you, Mr. Rhett.
Hey.
Thank you, sir.
Amen.
Love you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
wow,
you very
I appreciate
much.
It. Well, you know what's really...
Tune in again Monday at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is A New Day.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve Camp of the Cross Church here in Palm City, Florida. We'd like to invite you to join us for worship this Sunday at 10 a.m. We are a Reformed congregation, and so we believe that salvation is all of grace by faith in Jesus Christ alone and not of works. We are currently studying the Gospel of Matthew expositionally, verse by verse, every week. All sinners are welcome. So come as you are, but leave as he is.
Nowhere else I would rather be than here right along with you, here right along.